Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Brian Kessin with this week's Quick Take Podcast. After a strong start to 2018, energy stocks took a pause last week. Broad energy was off 1.3%, producers 2.4%, and MLPs were down 1.5%. Crude oil and natural gas also were slightly weaker. Despite the price declines, fundamentals continue to be positive, with U.S. crude oil stocks down 6.8 million barrels in the ninth consecutive weekly draw. What likely contributed to the crude oil price hiccup was an IEA report forecasting shale to lead non-OPEC supply growth higher by a robust 1.7 million barrels per day in 2018, the fear being supply might outstrip demand again. As for natural gas, inventories fell 183 BCF last week, placing overall stocks 12% below the five-year average for this time of year. For news, in the largest deal last week, Energy Transfer Partners agreed to sell its compression business to USA Compression for $1.7 billion. And Energy Transfer Equity announced the acquisition of USA Compression's general partner for $250 million, while simultaneously converting the IDRs into common units. We think the transaction is a win for all parties. Energy Transfer Partners divested a non-core asset for cash the company can use to finance its pipeline project. USA Compression doubles the size of the company and at the same time eliminates its IDRs, and Energy Transfer Equity achieves modest cash flow accretion. Longer term, we believe USA Compression will buy back its general partner from Energy Transfer Equity. The largest C-Corp midstream company, Kinder Morgan, reported in-line fourth quarter results. Notably, Kinder Morgan pushed out the expected completion date of its Trans Mountain project by 3 months due to that Canadian project awaiting clarity on key permits and court proceedings, along with pushing out the date the company expects to become a federal tax taxpayer by 1 year to 2024. Further, the company repurchased $250 million in stock during the quarter, a trend we expect to continue throughout the midstream sector over the next several years as the default decision for excess cash flow is no longer to pay it out in the form of a dividend or distribution. Antero Resources and Antero Midstream held an analyst day. Midstream reaffirmed its distribution growth target of 28 to 30% annually for 2018 to 2020 and expects 20% growth per year in 2021 to 2022. Resources touted a concentration on drilling longer laterals and focusing on the liquids-rich Marcellus and Utica shales. Following, the company expects production growth of 20 to 22% in 2018 to 2020 and 15% in 2021 to 2022. Schlumberger, the largest oilfield service company, reported inline fourth quarter results last week. Revenue and margins improved sequentially and year over year, driven by strong pressure pumping activity, with North American revenue higher by 8% sequentially and international higher by 2%. Schlumberger also repurchased $101 million worth of shares in the quarter. On the macro, the company noted increased optimism on oil market fundamentals as higher than expected inventory draws followed the extension of OPEC plus Russia led production cuts, and the international production base has had 3 years of significant underinvestment. In LNG news, there was one new contract signed as Cheniere announced a 1.5 million tons per year long-term contract that increased the probability of an FID at Corpus Christi Train 3. And for an interesting development, this week the Everett, Massachusetts LNG import terminal near Boston is expected to import LNG that includes some natural gas from Russia. During the recent frigid temperatures, the Northeast had some of the highest natural gas prices in the world due to the lack of pipeline supply to meet the acute weather-driven demand. An LNG vessel moved to meet this demand. How ironic, the U.S. is importing gas from Russia. Note the Jones Act prevents domestic port-to-port LNG transport. There were two capital markets deals. Alternative equity capital remains in vogue as SimGroup announced a $350 million, 7% convertible preferred private placement to Warburg Pincus, Atlantic Trust, and Tortoise. And Buckeye Partners priced $400 million of 6.375% junior subordinated notes due 2078. To sum up last week, global oil demand continues to outstrip supply. U.S. production growth looks on course. Companies are returning cash to shareholders through higher distributions and stock buybacks. LNG markets remain dynamic, and alternative forms of financing remain strong. Looking ahead, this week continues with more fourth quarter earnings announcements, where we'll discern if production outlooks change following sustained crude oil prices above $60 per barrel. Throw in an analyst day from Kinder Morgan, which we expect to be largely uneventful, and the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, which will no doubt include some energy dialogue, and it's a full week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next guest. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.